Shalom. In the course of this discussion, we're going to be finishing up this packet today, Bez Hashem. Then there's one last packet that's going to be relevant to these inyanim. There's a couple of these very important yisodas in Hilchos Shabbos that are still, and then we're going to start Chazara. Maybe we'll start a little Kotzer and then we'll start Chazara. This is a very fundamental Rashba that you have to know, very important. And it's relevant to this inyan, it's relevant to many other inyanim in Hilchos Shabbos. We were discussing the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Chavov Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is talking about someone who is pruning a tree on Shemitah. So he said, you know, maybe it wasn't so bad because he didn't have kavana to help the tree. He only had kavana to use the wood for the Beis Chabad, so it's not a problem. The question is, but Zomer Tzarech Leitzim is still Chai Mishum Noteya. So the Maral Prague said, what? But you're not machaving to that. Ah, it's a psikreshe, but psikreshe is not a problem unless it's happening what? Miyad. So there's no dim secretion by Zomer Tzorek Leitzim. You have to mechavin lekach. And that's why the Maralvi Prague said you can wash your hands on the grass. Because atzip secretion, but you know, atzip secretion, but it's not something that's happened. It's not miyad. And nothing, halacha that's not miyad, there's no dim secretion. But Tosis, we saw yesterday, asked the same question. On Chavav Amralov. Let's look. Kosher. The same question. What are you telling me that the guy was pruning the vineyard on Shemitah, and we said, okay, it's not so bad because he didn't have kavana to be mashpiach the kerem. He just has kavana to use it to the wood to bring it to his wine press or olive press and use it there. But Tosas asks, but still he's mashpiach the kerem, meaning it's a psikreshi. The same kind. The Maral Miprag says the same kasher Tosas, but the Maral Miprag says a different teretz that Yachamim Perak Klal Gadol Hazomer v'tzorek leitzim chayiv shtayim mishum kotzer mishum noteya. Hanayim chayiv mishum avodas noteya. So what's Tosas' answer here? That he did in a way that what? That it was mekalkel the tree. It was normally when your zomer marriage helps the tree. Here he was supposed to be making an ukimta. That halchem mayaskina that it wasn't mashpiach the kerem. I guess the Maral thought that ukimta of Tosas is doichuk to say that, right? And therefore he'd rather say his yisod. I mean his yisod is much more exciting, right? Tosas is an ukimta, but there'll be an exciting point to the Tosas also. The Islam, the other level, also in the Vada Koshalei, the Lek L'chayv Mishim Nokteya. Now, it's a little sticky here. The Gersa. Kedam Rina Gabi Shabbos. The Shani Gabi Shabbos, the Melechas Machshev Sotzer Torah, Gabi Shabbos Machshev Osher. Aval Gabi Shviz Eim Esor Rakeka De Mashpiach HaKarka. Eim Esor Rakeka De Mashpiach HaKarka. Halka Kashalei.
So there's a world famous Marshal from this Tosis. You have to know the Marshal from this Tosis, and it's in the packet on page 7. In the bottom, Chachma Shlomo. In other words, she's kalkel yoser. Mikomoko ma'atzo mech. To have a kenoteya. Aber gab shvi sort she shvi ha karka visakim bezeh yoser.
Let me ask you a question. We'll think about it, and then we'll see how the mashal. We know, say on Shabbos, you have to do something. Lametes melachas. You have to do something productive. If you do something destructive, makalkel is potter on Shabbos. Correct? Makalkel is potter. And Shemitah also, you have to do something constructive for the tree. Makalkel is also going to be potter on Shemitah. But let me ask you a question. Say, for example, you do an action and it has two aspects to the action. One aspect is that it's makalkel the tree. But there is going to be, in other words, you took away some very nice branches. So it's going to be makalkel the tree. But lemaisa, now you're going to cause a tikkun also. Say, in other words, as a result of taking away this branch, there's a kilkel to the tree, but there's also a slight tikkun to the tree also. So net is what? Kilkel. In other words, there's more kilkel than tikkun, but there is some tikkun also. Do we say, you know, it's like, you know, it's, the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos that if you do 100 mitzvahs and 50 averus, so you don't cancel, you don't say, okay, so you get your 50 mitzvahs. No, you're gonna go to Gehenna for the 50 averus, and you're gonna go to Gan Eden for the 100 mitzvahs. You don't cancel out. That's what it means. Rambam says HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take shochet. What does it mean? Take shochet? How do you give shochet to God? You write a check, G-O-D. What does it mean? You give shochet to God. So the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos that means shochet mitzvahs. It means Hashem doesn't say a guy did 100 mitzvahs and he did 50 averus. He did 100 mitzvahs, 30 averus. So you don't say, okay, so the 30 averus get deleted by the 30 mitzvahs, and I'll get credit for 70 mitzvahs. You don't say that. No, you get Gan Eden for the 100 mitzvahs, and you get Gehenna for the 30 averus. You don't cancel out. You can't give shochet to get out of those 30 averus. Okay. So the question over here in Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Shemitah, where, in other words, do we say Lemaisa? You did kilkel, but you also did tikkun. So do we look at it and say, well, net, you did kilkel, because it was more kilkel than tikkun, or do we say, no, that you did kilkel, so you're going to be potter on it, but to mice, you did tikkun. Do you view, in other words, so you were mechal Shabbos, because you did some tikkun, or do we say, no, look at this, the net. The total picture is there was more kilkel, so you did kilkel. That's called kilkel. You hear the question? But if there's kilkel and tikkun, and we'll see. I'll give you a better, more concrete example shortly that you could relate to, you know, from the Gemara even better. But you hear the shaila. In other words, you prune the tree, so there's some kilkel, there's also some tikkun. So there's more kilkel than tikkun. So how do you view it? As kilkel, therefore you weren't mechal Shabbos? Or you say there was kilkel, but there was still tikkun. So the kilkel you're not chayav for, but the tikkun you're chayav for. Or do you look at the whole picture? In this one, obviously it's all done one action. If you do two separate actions, so the kilkel is kilkel and the tikkun is tikkun. And here, it's one action. You do one maisa pruning. One maisa pruning. Okay? One maisa pruning. What would you say?
Isn't all tikkun though? Initially, there's going to be kilkel. Initially, you're cutting off the branch.
He's saying all cases of zomer this kilkel and this tikkun. And still you machayev.
He's about Muslim. So Zalbi saying that lechora all cases. Zomer b'tarach le'etzin. There's always kilkel. You take away a branch, that's kilkel, but you're doing tikkun. Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Maybe those cases are all that the tikkun is more than the kilkel. What if the kilkel is more than the tikkun?
You don't wait until it goes back further than you had initially.
So you would say what? In Kayev. There was more kilkel than tikkun. It doesn't matter. You agree, Yossi, or disagree?
Yeah, I agree that you'd be fine. Because also, like by Mofi, it's when you're erasing, right? So it looks like that you're really getting rid of more than you're, you know, just the initial acting, right? It looks like you're just erasing something, and maybe there's not so much productive things coming out of it. Mm-hmm. But really, so even so, you're fine, right?
Right.
I don't know a lot of them, but it seems like the same idea that you're.
So you're still chayev. And let me ask you a question on Shemitah. What would you say about Shemitah?
What's the difference?
Shemitah would say, in other words, you're mashpiach a little bit, but you mekalkel more than you were mashpiach. Shemitah is net and Shabbos is not net, or are you saying there's no difference? Gross.
I mean, we're concerned about different things happening. Really, different stuff is malachus, but the malachus is still off.
But Shemitah is
not
the person.
Oh, so.
Malachus are also for a different reason than Shemitah and Shemitah is still off.
I would think that
Jesus
is more. The whole point is for the land to rest. So the land's not resting if there's a land that's deeper. But Shabbos is not in the land.
It's not resting,
it's
simple.
You can say that also. The land's supposed to be shallow. So even if you're being
makapo
or you're being
matake,
you might not be
there. Yeah, but no, you're assuming. Tzala means you shouldn't do something productive to the land. You can make kalkel the land of Shemitah, no problem. Tzala means tzala from productivity.
But once there's a little bit of tikkun, so the land's not fallow. Even if you didn't intend to do that tikkun. So I would think Shemitah's more commerce. It's in the land, not in you. And Shabbos is
in the Gavra.
More you.
He's a brisker. Oh, so I hear you're saying an interesting lore. You're saying that Shemitah is a din in the land, so as long as something happens to the land, but Shabbos is a din of Gavra, so if I can't, maybe you should be talking. Oh, okay. I like your svar. But let me tell you what the Marshal says. Marshal says like this: by Shabbos, Yechayev, even if the kilkel is more than the tikkun, as long as there's some tikkun. And in Shemitah, we follow the totality. Why? Why is Shabbos Mochomer? So this is an example, like Rav Shechter always says, normally, the Leches Nachsheves on Shabbos is a Kula, right? That you have to have Kavana. If you didn't have Kavana, then you're not Chayav. Leches Nachsheves is a Kula. But here, sometimes Leches Nachsheves could be a Chumra. But here, by the fact that what? That you had kavana to do something good, that something good did come about. So therefore, you chayev for that little bit of good that came about because you had kavana for it, even though the totality is bad. But she'en kein and shmita, there's no din of melechas machsheves. So then you just look at the picture. Let's see that marshal inside. This is very yeshivish and marshal. You got to know this marshal. It's yeshivish. Yeah, it's a chilek. It's a yisod. Boy, the yisod. On page 7. Look, it's on. You see this, Marshal? It's a very important Marshal.
Chach v'shlomo, Marshal. Ba'akal beis abad. Nechadu to your parents. Abel gav d'koshin lei she's kakal yoser.
In other words, even though when you prune, there's going to be more kilkul, mikol mokum ma'at someach, it's going to be someach a little bit, v'hava kenoteach. And that's called noteach.
Abel gav b'shvi yisorach she yashbiach ha'kakal yisakim b'zeh yoser.
But by Shemitah, the idea is to be mashkiach, to make it better. So if some total you made it worse, then you're not chayav. To make it better. In other words, as I told Rav Shulger, you can work the land the whole Shemitah, and if you mekalkel, there's no problem. The fallow means fallow from productivity, from something positive. So that's his yesod. The Mashal's Yisod. This is a very yeshivish Yisod. That on Shabbos, as long as there's some tikkun, you're chayim. Masha'en came on Shemitah, you look at the totality. And if the totality is the skilkal, even though there was some tikkun, the ma'isa yom makalka. Even though I like your svara too. One second. So based on this, yeah, Ben.
Where you started
was a little bit less, where, you know, after the Kalkal, there was more going on, so it
seems like there is some time now. Where? The Kalkal is over there, wherever this is where the land is. Then your Kalkal is over there.
Yeah.
And there's that little
package,
you're back here, so it's less than
4 minutes. No, but my different, it's all happening at once.
Right, but still
you
didn't happen at once,
there's
still
going to be a Kalkal, followed
by
the Kalkal,
it's happening once
more. You're doing one mitzvah that's going to call it the Kilkal and a Tikkun. But the action that causes the kilkul and the tikkun is happening at one time. When you're pruning, you're going to have kilkul, and there's also going to be tikkun because it's going to cause it to grow. So it's a maizah zriya, the tia, but it's also a kilkul. But the kilkul, the amount of pruning that you did, in other words, you took off a branch. The branch is worth $50. So now there's going to be more growth, which will get it to worth $10 more. So it'll be a net of 40. So there was 50 lost and 10 gained. So on Shabbos, you don't look at the total. You look that there's a 10 gain, that's Chil Shabbos. So this mashal is often put together with the Gemara and Chulin. Okay, let's see. The Gemara Chulin of Chesam and Aleph says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Sakin shel avodas kochavim. What if you have a knife of avodah zarah? Because this knife was used for avodah zarah, so it's osur bahanah. You can't use this knife. Osur bahanah. Made from Indian hair. Used to cut the hair, right? Or to makriv the karbanos. Right? So without looking in the Gemara, I don't want you to look in the Gemara, because then what's the point? Right? Anyone can read the Gemara, right?
So sakin shel avodah zarah, meaning this sakin was used in the base of avodah zarah for karbanos of avodah zarah. Okay, so it's also about hana. It's a sakin shel avodah zarah, so you can't get hana from. So could you shecht? Could you use it for a glatto shechita in Iowa? Yeah, that's where the kosher, the shechitas are, broyish shechita, the basket. In Iowa. You want to go to Iowa? You see the shechita. Iowa. I have a friend who has a yeshiva in Iowa for special kids. It's called Alpidarko. With Lubavitch, they have the yeshiva in Crown Heights, Chanoch Lenar. So they took that name. So he's the Alpidarko. No. No, but like, yeah, they're already in. I mean, the Shochtim lived there. If you want to, yeah, you were there, yeah.
My brother-in-law is a
Mashkiach. Yeah, is he a Shochet?
No,
he's a Mashkiach. He's a Mashkiach, really.
Knacker.
He's a Knacker. How is it? Is it coach? Is he the coach these days?
He says
that. Okay, that's where our meat is coming from. So let me ask you a question. If you have a knife of a avodah zarah, okay, could you give the rabbi with a long white beard this knife and say, do shechita with it? Kosher shechita. With a sakin shel avodah zarah. What would you say? Sakin shel avodah zarah, you're not going to have to get hanoah. Is that called getting hanoah? What would you say?
Yes.
Pashas, yes. Hmm? Well, he's. Because. Hmm? Yeah, now you could, before you can't do it. Right? Is that cool? In other words, could you use it for shechting? It's also b'hanoah. Could you use a knife that's also b'hanoah for shechting? So I would say, first glance, like Jake says, it's awesome, right? I mean, how could it be with the. It's also b'hanoah. Ein lecha hanoah gedola mizu, right? No? What would you say? You don't want to take a stand. Bienenfeld. Bienenfeld's once again. Maybe the two Bienenfelds will once again come to a takeover.
Knife is an enabler. To enable and to ennoble.
Ennoble to enable. The knife is enabling. So that's indirect. You're still getting enough. Amram? What? Yeah. I mean, if you use money for avodah zarah, so it's also indirect. So you're not getting enough on the money itself. It's indirect. With the money, you'll buy the food and you eat the food. You're not eating the coins. And yet, it's still awesome. Gil?
Don't make the bean point.
Beans point.
Is the knife being mafia? You shafting the animal being mafia, 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 the animal being
Okay. Right, so I would say for sure, it's Osir. I mean, for sure, right? That's what I would say. But the problem is the Gemara. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Nachman. Talking to Avodat Kochavim, Mutar Lishchot Ba. You're allowed to do Shechita with it. However, Osir Lachtach Ba Basa. But you're allowed to You can use it, but you can't use it as a steak knife. You can use it to the ritual shechita. You could use it, but your steak knife at home, you can't.
Mutal lishchot ba mekalkel hu. Also lachach ba basar m'sakin hu. So says Rashi, second wide line on the bottom. Makalkavu, the angel Hana, Shebechaya, you dame merubim, Milacha Shita, Shebechaya, he omitted the Gimel Dvarm, God of Lodos, Loharisha, Lachila.
For as you say, when you shech, an animal that's alive is much more expensive than an animal that's no longer alive, right? When you have a live animal, you sell it, you can sell it for who knows how much. Well, once it's dead, it's meat, it's not as expensive. So, Mamela, that's not called what? That's not called tikkun. It's called kilkul. That's called, well, 1 second. That's called kilkul. 1 second. That's called kilkul. The mela, since it's called kilkul, it's mutter. Because also by hanah means you can't get hanah. Here, kilkul. You know, kilkul is not hanah. Unbelievable Gemara, huh?
This is looking at the neck.
Ariel says this is looking at the net. This is looking at the net. So how does that stem with the marshal? Well, the marshal also says you look at the net. Only by where, you don't? By Shabbos. So l'chora, this could fit in very well with the marshal. Because the Marshal says only it's a special chumra by Shabbos because melechas machsheves. So therefore, you don't look at the net. If there's some type of tikkun, it's on Shabbos Yichai. But this is not Shabbos. This is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is like Shemitah. Because both of them, there's no special chumra of melechas machsheves. What do you think? Beautiful. Now let's see Tosfos. This is a yeshivish Tosfos now. Ready? Have your hats on?
Mutter lishchad bo mekalkel. Avah gav de besof perek elu dvorim besochim mechayiv lini Shabbos gabi shochet b'Shabbos b'chutz avodas kuchovim. What if a person takes a korban?
He takes a korban from the Beis HaMikdash. He takes it out of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and he shechs it b'chutz l'avodah zarah.
So Gemara says he's considered a mechal Shabbos. Mishum tikkun kol dehu. Because there's a little bit of tikkun.
Whereas even though shechting normally is a kilkul, but lemaisa, when you shecht, it's no longer Eiver Menachai. So you took it out of the status of Eiver Menachai, then you can eat it now, right? So the mele, even though now the value went from $2,000 to $200, right? But there was a little tikkun that you can eat it now. So from the perspective of eating, now you can eat. From the perspective of death, you can't. But says the Gemara,
Yechayiv Mishum Shabbos. So says Tosfos, why? Because Shai Mishabbos, the Melechas Machsheves also Torah. The Kevin Sheyesh Tikkun Purta Chashiv Melechas Machsheves. Shelakach Niskavim.
Mamish like the Marshal.
Afal Pi Shekilkulu Yeser Al Tikkuno.
Even though the Kilkul is greater than the Tikkun.
Aval Inyan Nenem Evoris Kochavim.
But when it comes to Hanah from Avodah Zarah. So here, Lamaisa, when he shechs it, there is some tikkun aspect. But Lamaisa, there's more kilkul than tikkun. So by Avodah Zarah, you look at the net, the sum total.
Aval inyan nena mevarz kacham lochoshik hanah kemishel kilkulu yeser al tikkuno.
So this Tosfos, mamish, so what the Marshal basically did is, he took this Tosfos and Kulam, and he said that that's the pshat in the Tosfos and Sanhedrin. And Tosis and Hedron asked the Kasha, why is Lakal Beis Chabad Mutter? There's Tikkun. So Tosis answers, yeah, but there's Kilkul, and the Kilkul is more than the Tikkun. Abba Shabbos Yichayev, there's Zomer Tzorech Leitzim. Like Zalmi said, Zomer Tzorech Leitzim is always more Kilkul than Tikkun, says Zalmi. But the answer is, by Shabbos, as long as there's a little Tikkun, and you are Mechavin to that Tikkun, Yichayev. So this is a big Yisod. So it's basically the Tosfos and Chulin says this Yisod. And basically, it's just explaining the Gemara. But when it comes to using it as a meat knife, so then that's all positive. There's no kilkel over there. It's only, so there, then you can't get hung off from the Sak and Shal Vadazar. But to do it as the Sak and Shal Shrita, that's us. Yeah, in other words, the Marshal basically is saying Pshat and Tosis in Sanhedrin with the same Yisod of this Tosis and Chulin. See, the Marshaw doesn't learn Tosis that way. Our Tosis in Sanhedrin on page 7. But at the end of Marshaw, he says, I aimed at Marshaw. When Tosis is saying he did it in a way that it's kosher for the tree, So I thought Parshat Pshat meant that was the case by the Shemitah case. But by Shabbos, it wasn't kosher for the tree. But the Marshal says, no, it's the same case. He did it in kosher for the tree is the case in Hilchos Shabbos of Zomer Tzorech Leitzim. It's kosher for the tree. And Shemitah also, it's the same physical scenario. It's just halachically, Shabbos is different. The Marshal learned Tosis differently. The Marshal says, no. Look in the Mashal, the first word on the line is the Mashpiach HaKerem. I didn't put a bracket here, I'm sorry. The left column. The Mashpiach HaKerem. See? Mashpiach HaKerem. Hachadayim in the Chayiv Mishem Avoros Noteyah. So you should be Chayiv. The Tirtu Yishlom, the Ayri Hachad, the Ovid Lay, but also in the Kosher Lay. As the case in Shemitah, it was kosher. Like, Mashiach ain't came a Shabbos, the Ayyub, the Ovid, the also Indian, to Mesukim Bekach. Whereas he's saying the way the Marshal is learning Tosis is that the chiluk between Shabbos and Shavuos is he did it physically in different ways. One case it's going to be Tikkun, one case it's going to be Kilkul. And therefore on Shabbos you chayiv because it was a Tikkun case, and Shemitah you potter because it was a Kilkul case. But so it was two different physical scenarios. But the Marshal is learning that it was the same scenario. That there was Kilkul, but there was a little Tikkun. Shani got Mishab Tavagal no mikri ve'etz in close to Chai Mishim close to Mechel Shevus of the Torah. But it's not a, now that's how, in other words, so the Marshal doesn't learn that the Pshad in the way the Marshal learns. He just learns it's two different cases. One is a Kilkul case in Shemitah and one is a Tikkun case in Shabbos. Mm. Okay, so that's this discussion. Marshall, well, I don't know. He's quoting them. You have to check. But yeah, he quotes the Marshall. But the Marshall also says, I am the Marshall. Unless the editor says that. Right. Right. And that's the Yamshal Shlomo, right? So that's the okay, but that's a big yisod here in Hilchos Shabbos. So now, where else could we use this idea of Melechus Machsheves L'chumra in what we were learning? Now I want to go back to that packet on Kiruv Zriya. We have to finish off. We said that Zareya okay, but this is a very fundamental yesod here. This Marshal with the Tosas and with the Gemara Chula and the Tosas. Very very important yesod. So the concrete example that you have is Shita. That's like a paradigm example of when there's Kilkul and there's Tikkun in one action. Because there's Kilkul because you took a live animal that was worth thousands of dollars and now it's worth $50. But you did tikkun just now, lemaisa, you could eat. So you did something constructive. It wasn't totally destructive. It was destruction and construction together. Kilkul and tikkun of asachas. But the kilkul was clearly more than the tikkun. So what's the din? I mean, al korchi, you see, in Hilchos Shabbos, I mean, one of the lamatas melachos in the Tilas Neshama, it's clear we assume that yishechtes an animal on Shabbos, yichayev. Right? You don't say that's kilkul. In other words, this yisod is mukhrach. You have to say this yisod. Or else any time you shecht an animal on Shabbos, you should be potter. Right? So you have to say, when you shecht the animal, you're taking... Any animal, we know that you want to go to buy a live animal, it's much more expensive than buying meat. Everyone, right? That's, well... Well, how do you define kilkul?
Why is it that the monetary kilkul is much more than the...
And it all boils down to money. It all boils down to money, right? Yeah, it can plow, it could... Right. Why? But yeah, but that piece of the pleasure of eating is not the same as the loss of the thousands of dollars. All these things of kilkul and tikkun are all measured in dollars and cents. That's the only barometer we have to measure things.
Why is that?
But you could sell it. Right, you could sell it. Yeah.
So right.
This past year in the yeshiva, we shepherded a sheep. And,
where?
And I was going to buy it. I think he bought it for like 400 shekels. It was like $100. And I think it was more than $100. You know, my sheep, I guess.
Right. Who's it? Which rabbi is this? Of Judah. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Now, okay. I just wanted to see if there was one thing in this packet that we were going to do, and then I'll show you another point, and then I want to be mocked in what we're going to discuss tomorrow. Okay. Okay. Okay, basically, I think the major points here we. Okay. Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva, which we're going to see tomorrow, which summarizes all the points that we've been discussing. And the tshuva is about opening the. opening the shades. But what's good about the tshuva is he puts together everything we've seen and puts it together, except one point, which I think we discussed a little bit last year, which I want you to think about. Okay, I'm gonna show you now in the and that's Lagabe, the Malacha of Tzad. What? We did it 2 years ago, right? We did it 2 years ago. Now, but the Malacha of Tzad, okay, is that if somebody traps somebody traps something in his a room, you'd say there's an animal, a deer, that's walking around the yeshiva. I told you once they had a lamb in Mus. I remember one day I was walking out of my room in Mus, and there was a lamb in the hallway. That was before there was security here in YU. So they brought a lamb here. They want to do shechita on the lamb. They did shechita. What? So if you have a deer walking around. If you have a deer walking around the house and you shut the door in order to trap the deer, so the halacha is that's called tzot, right? That's an issur d'oraisa of tzot on Shabbos, right? Now, the question is, what if two questions. What if you shut the door because you just want the door shut? In other words, you shut the door, a deer comes in your house and the door was open, a deer comes in, and then you shut the door. So if you have shut the door in order to trap the deer, that's a shor asa, that's sad. Two questions. What if you shut the door because you want the door shut, but you had no kavana to trap the deer? You didn't even necessarily know the deer was there. So is that called still lemaisa, you trapped the deer? So is that called doing a malacha b'shogeg b'shabbos? Number one. Number two, what if you have dual kavana? You have kavana to trap the deer, but you also have kavana that it's cold, so you want to shut the door. Or, you know, you always shut the door. You don't want people walking in your house. So is that also, so we have three possible cases.
One case is you shut the door to trap, or sole purpose to trap. One is that you do it for yourself and it happens to be that it got trapped. And one is you do it for both. So what's the halacha in all those three cases? And this is going to be relevant to the shaila of opening the window shades. Because you open the window shades, so you can open up for three reasons. One is to help the plant grow. One is for your own benefit, if you want to read. And one is if you do it for both. So what would you say the halacha should be? So in the case where you, in other words, one place the halacha is clear, when you do it for trapping, and that's your sole kavana. That's clear that that's us. That's sad. I'm sure it's in the 39 malachas. Happens to be an excellent work, the 39 malachas, even though I don't think everything here is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But it's, he did an excellent job. But that's, you know, but that makes it, you know, life interesting when you can argue on some things he says. Like I told you, the thing he said about the sukkah. I didn't think it was the pashut shot. Even though he writes it as if, and he has poskim, in other words, he doesn't make it up. He has poskim to back him. He lists all of the sources as well, but that doesn't mean you can argue. You can argue with the sources too.
How do you learn?
Well, even you can argue with the sources too. Just because he quotes a certain post that says that doesn't mean that that's the Pasha Psha. You know, there are maybe. What? Yeah, he's not going to argue with the Gemara. Like the Maral. So, what would you say the halakha is, Rabosa? I want you to think. Tell me what you think. Yeah.
What? When you close the door without intention, you try giving the deer in there, then it's a nirvana because you're still catching the deer. It's just that it's only nirvana because you still can't just like go and grab a deer. You still need to chase around the house. It's only nirvana. But then you have dual intentions and you want to close the door because it's cold or whatever, but although you want to trap a deer, then you're still trapping the deer. That's still nirvana. You're still prior to trapping the deer. So it's that matter.
Was if you did it for both kavanas.
Right, it's dual intentions, then you're higher.
Dual intentions. You're higher. It's a particular issue, so therefore what?
Yeah.
And so
it's
a miyad.
You don't intend to do it, so
what? Yeah. It's miyad. You don't have the heter of the morale and the of Joseph. So there's a world famous Rashba. I mean, this Rashba makes this mashal we did today like on yeshivish. This is much more yeshivish. This Rashba. If you don't know this Rashba, just don't even say you ever spoke to me. Okay, if you don't know this Rashba. Okay. The Rashba Shita is. And we have to understand it because this Rashba has many ramifications, and I'm going to show it to you now in the Ran, but tomorrow you'll see it in the packet in the Rashba itself. But you've got to get the right pshat in the Rashba, because if you get the wrong pshat, then you'll apply it wrong. So you've got to get the right pshat in the Rashba. You have to see what the right pshat is, so that's why I want you guys to, I'm not going to tell you the right pshat. I want you guys to tell me what the right pshat is. Okay? The Rashba says, if you know that the deer is in the house, and you want to trap the deer, but that's not your sole intent. You also want to close the door because you want to, it's cold, because you want to close the door. That's not, in other words, your intent, your sole intent is not trapping the deer. You also want to what? Close the door for other reasons. But you also have definite positive kavana that you want to trap that deer, and after Shabbos you'll take it and you'll skin it and you'll whatever deer meat they serve in the restaurants these days. Huh? Yeah. Says the Rashba that's mutter. That as long as your sole kavana is not the trap. If your sole kavanah is just the trap, it's awesome. But if you have dual kavanahs, mutter. Not potter, mutter. And he bases it on the Yerushalmi. And of course, this is going to have many, many ramifications in Hilchos Shabbos. I can't even begin to tell you the ramifications that it's going to have. We have to understand it first. You know, we're going to speak about the famous Shaila about going to the Kosel on Shabbos. There's a big Can you go, are you allowed to go to the Kosel? Do you go to the Kosel on Shabbos? Right, so the question is it Chil Shabbos to go to the Kosel on Shabbos because you're going to be
No, the videos.
The videos.
Security
videos. Yeah. YU. It's also to go to YU on Shabbos. So let's see this Rashi quote in the Ram. I mean, Rabbi Osa, you got to know this is the famous Rashba. If you don't know this Rashba, you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So you have to know this Rashba. It's quoted in the Ran. It's also in the Chidushei Rashba. We'll see on the end of the 13th parak. Page 75. Look on the second wide line on page 75. Second wide line on page 75 in the Rif. That's Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Do you have it, Harav? Second wide line, the middle of the line, the Harashba Zal. Okay, now this Rashba, I mean, I'm telling you, this is the Yisod of Judaism, this Rashba. Harashba Zal Kosov, the Loshon Hazeh, Yerushalmi Nira, Shehitiru. Now, in tomorrow's packet, you'll see the Yerushalmi inside. Okay? Today, and the Rashba in its original. Today, I'm just showing it to you in the Ram. Tomorrow, you'll see it in the original. The end of the 13th parak. Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. Lamed Ches Amud Aleph here in the Daf Erev. Yerushalmi Nira Shehitiru Linol Betchila Beiso Velishmor Beiso. You're allowed to shut the door of your house to protect your house. Utsvi Shebethokal. And there's a tzvi inside. The Kevin Shutzarach Lishmor Beiso. Since you're closing it, the door to protect your house, that the Ganovim shouldn't come in. Even though the tzvi is getting trapped, mutter uvavashal liskaven lishmor es hatzvi bolvad. As long as that's not your soul kavana, if it's your soul kavana, that's awesome. But if it's not your soul kavana, it's mutter. You hear? And the Ran is going to argue with it, but. This Rashba, you know what they say, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. What was the story of Reb Chaim Volozhiner? They say this is Rebbe as great as the Ramban. So he said, no, the Gemara is not as great as the Ramban. Ulaik HaRashba. I forget that exact quote. His Rebbe could never have been as great as the Ramban. Ulaik HaRashba. So hard, you have to understand it, because at first glance it makes no sense. So what, you're doing something mutter also, but the vice is you're trapping, and you have kavana to trap. But you also have another, because you have something else in mind also that makes it mutter, kador. What do you think of this Rashba, kador? You can write home about it. This is something to write home about. Right? This Rashba. Yeah, Kevin. Yeah, is it all psik reishis? When you have, what is a psik reisha? You're doing one thing, you're dragging the tree, dragging the chair, which is a mutter thing, and at the same time you're doing an asa thing. But the asa thing is inevitable, so therefore it's asa. This is worse than psik reisha, because it's worse. Right. It's more common, and yet he's matter. He's Orthodox. Rashba is Orthodox? What do you say? I think the scholars say the Rashba, no, I'm just kidding. Well, this line in the Rashba is really very... Who come here, Spar? Think.
Maybe you could say that it's not a full-on mashava. Because part of it, the mashava is to watch the puzzle of the sun as whole.
So why don't you say the same thing when you drag a chair? When you drag a chair, I want to drag the chair, right? And also, it's going to make a furrow. I want to drag the chair. Now, that's probably my primary kavana. But it's going to drag, and yet that's asa. That's a chiyav skila. And this is mutter. Norena.
Maybe there's no other way to do drag the chair, meaning, sorry, there's no other way to do this. In order to show me your house, so no one can come in, you have to close the door. But you don't have to drag the chair, you can pick the chair up, you can find someone to ask them to help you carry the chair. This segregation, but you don't have a choice. You want to be show me your house, especially since being show me your house, you can say maybe that's Pikuach
Nefesh,
maybe he's only
mastering
it in this case, maybe he's not
saying... You're saying this is special hetter because of
Pikuach
Nefesh?
Maybe.
No, it's not like today that you didn't have these people going to come in and kill you, no. You don't get the impression that it's a hetter Pikuach Nefesh.
So why don't you say show me where you
have,
not because you're cold?
Okay, he could have said because you're cold too, I mean, yes.
Maybe one reason that Sikh Risha is normally usher is because you're going to be happy with the result. Whereas here, if you don't want to be trapped in your house, you're not going to be happy with the result. You know, there's nothing to worry about.
No, we're just going to be
one. You want both?
You don't really want to be one. What you really want to close the door and have a house. Like, unless you really want to trap an animal to kill it and you have it, then you have it.
You're saying maybe the Rashba wouldn't matter if you really want it. He only matters when it's there and you know about it, but not when you really want it. But if you really want it, even the Rashba wouldn't be matter.
I mean, you could see the dagger in the Rashba a little bit like that also. If you close the Rashba in the Rashba.
Yeah.
The Rashba in the Rashba is showing you a little bit of a feel of it, so...
Yeah, but if you look at the Yerushalmi that it's based on the next line, talking about Sinem Yerushalmi of Yosef Rabun, he had Tzvi Ratz Kedakum, it's Kavin Lilo Ba'ado, Vena'al Ba'ado Ba'arat Tzvi. No, but you could also, maybe you're still right. In other words, maybe the Nalbado means the Nim, that the Tzvi happened to be there.
Nigra.
But maybe, in other words, you're saying the Rashba would never go as far as permitting.
In other words, maybe you could say the Rashba would never allow you for you to open the door, put a piece of meat there to kind of lure the deer in. And then, after, you know, after it's gone, and then just shut the door to let it go. There's not the case when the door is open by accident. So you wandered in. And now,
Okay, so you guys are saying a chiddush. We have to see if you guys are right. In other words, but you're saying in a hanami, if he wants to, if he really wants to trap it, even though he has dual kavanah, it'll be also even according to the Rashba. Okay, and that's what you want to agree with him. Okay, okay, yeah.
It's
what?
He's like destroying your property.
Okay. And therefore what? Yeah, but in the end you got to get the deer and you can extract it and get... Right, and Shabbos even a little tikkun is this. The question that I have to ask Yossi and Jake is that, well, why is this not a secretion? Even if you're right, that the case is only when he doesn't really want the deer, but the Baisa, he doesn't want the Faro also when he's dragging the chair. And since it's for sure going to come there, it's still Osa. So this should be Osa too. Well, here it's definitely Nikolai.
Yeah,
understand, if somebody drops a $1,000 bill in your house, so you're Nikolai.
But you want the deal, then why would you like the door?
Yeah, then you want the area, you should
have. Right, so obviously it's not going to destroy.
If you go into the area of the rock, yeah. I don't die,
then you close the door.
And as I said, this is going to be relevant because the question is, could we apply the Rashba? First, we have to understand the Rashba, right? And then we have to see, could we apply the Rashba to the case where you're opening up the shades to read, and there's also plants getting nourished.
Right.
Yeah, but psigration, the Poshapram psigration is, I mean, two different shatim in the Lachonim, but Poshapram psigration is that since you know it's going to happen, then you have, we say you have Kavana for that too, even though you don't, but you really do because you know it's happening. So. But that can maybe be the Pashtun Shatim Sigresha. Why Sigresha also? So one Svar, Rabbi Chana has two Svar. So one Svar is to say that, that's, I think the simple Svar is to say that, so why is it also? Because I, you are Machavin, so Dabba Shenim Skavin, and Dabba Shenim Skavin Mutsu, you know it's going to happen. So even if you're Machavin, you're only Machavin for the first thing, but you have to say you're Machavin for this too, because you know it's going to happen. That chat is more convoluted. It's considered Chad Maisa. It's much harder to. Rabbi Chaim Pilcha Scheinberg once told me that he didn't like that other pshat in Rabbi Chanan. Chad Maisa pshat. Bert?
Maybe by configuration of knowledge, my way, but by the traffic. I'm not the traffic, I'm not coming to later on.
No, but then. Right now you have the animal, so. It's only until tomorrow that you're going to sell it. Daniel?
You're trapping the animal for the purpose of shechting, right? Because you're not going to leave it there. It's retroactive.
Or maybe you'll sell it, whatever. Whatever you'll do with it.
No, you can keep it in the house.
Yeah. He will say, tomorrow I'd like to show you the Rashba inside. I'd like to you to do Yerushalmi inside. And Rav Avadi Yosef's tshuva. And there's an tshuva's Avni Nezer about this in Rashba. And maybe we could have a clarity in what's in the Rashba. And then once we have a clarity, then we'll be able to apply it to other cases. But this is a very fundamental Rashba.